Welcome, oh welcome, to Praise of Songs with 95BFM program director Sarah Thompson.
And professional crowd surfer.
Oh, I mean, the circumstances in which that happened weren't ideal.
I'm so pleased it was Limp Bizkit. I don't know why.
Limp Bizkit.
Big Day Out's ruled.
Yeah.
Big part of a lot of people's musical journey.
Speaking of musical journeys,
hey.
What's the BFM one doing this week?
It's always worth checking what you've been promoting on the breakfast show because you do such a good job. So it's a bit redundant me coming in here with the new Wax Chattels track because you did such a good job of promoting that yesterday.
Shout out to Tom and Peter for coming in and saying g'day. It's nice to see people in the studio still. Very, very much still feels like a novelty.
It's beautiful, and you get wonderful photos out of it as well. And also, you've had such a beautiful interview with Troy Kingy after he won the Tate Award, and you've obviously played his brand new track, so it would be redundant if I did that as well. So going through the new ads to the playlist, I have to look at the ones that you've already featured and go, oh. But it's great because then we do a lot of coverage. So the first track I've brought in is, I'm going to call them a Kiwi band, even though they very much live in Berlin. It is Isaac, who used to be the drummer in Astro Children, and Joel, who you may know him as shoegaze artist No Sky.
Yeah, and BFM friend as well. Joel's often hanging around here.
He's very BFM adjacent. And a young British woman called Lucy. They make up a band called No Romance. This track is a bit of a dreamy hit, and the lyrical content, I think it's Lucy ruminating on male occupation of women's spaces, but I'll leave that up to her to explain. Let's have a listen to it.
What's the name of the track?
The track is Assume.
We'll be right back.
No Romance. Ooh la la. Assume is the name of that track. Thank you for bringing us that one, Sarah. What's the next on the list?
It's a lovely sound bath, isn't it? Mastered in New Zealand, but mixed and recorded in Berlin.
Very good.
Two of the members, ex-Kiwis, so I'm going to claim it on the playlist as the New Zealand track for today.
Yeah. Nice.
The next thing I brought in is the latest release from Australian label Music in Exile. Music in Exile do a lot of amazing work with refugee musicians, people who have had to be rehoused for whatever reason. Music Yared is the name of the group of the track we're about to play. They are from Eritrea and Ethiopia. They're a duo called Anbesa Gebrehiwot and Haftu Reira. This track we're about to play, they are singing in Tigrinya. Please forgive me if I've mispronounced any of these words. And they are playing traditional instruments from East Africa,
cool.
Singing about the different lives that are lived in their homeland and then the challenges of bringing those into another country. So this track is called Kabsamai.
Sai kun から全力でスピードで前ベラ前ベラパーネソフィレイヤー滑らいベラパーネソフィレイヤー滑らいベラはいえはいえ
we listening to there, Sarah?
That was Anbesa and Haftu, originally from Eritrea in Ethiopia, now living in Melbourne, Australia, and making music under the name of Music Yared. That was the first single from their forthcoming self-titled EP, which is due out on the 11th of September. That track was called Club Samai.
Awesome.
They describe it themselves as part traditional, part late night dance floor filler.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was finding it hard not to just boogie along in my seat there. We're both doing a little weird head
dance.
Yeah,
it's a little, we're both doing a bit of a funny jig.
Funny jig. The sort of hard to dance on these bar stools.
There'll never be cameras in the BFM studio.
Never. Thank goodness for that. What's the last track you've brought us?
So the last one is kind of a cheat calling it a new release, but sometimes on the BFM playlist, if something is getting a big fancy reissue, or maybe it's just been unearthed, and despite the fact it was made in the 60s or 70s, it's never been released properly before. That's definitely the case with this next track.
Cool.
This is from a man called Mort Garson, who listeners will probably know from his album Mother Earth's Plantasia, which is a Moog synthesizer album from the mid-70s designed to be played for your plants.
He's the plant man.
He's the plant man. Before he discovered one of the prototype Moog synthesizers in 1967 at the age of 40 and kind of totally reinvented himself,
Very
he was
cool.
a Juilliard-trained session musician. So he would make jingles for heaps of different companies in Canada. He would put strings on Glen Campbell's By the Time I Get to Phoenix.
Oh.
And then at the age of 40, purchased a $15,000 Moog prototype and totally changed up the stuff he was making. So
Go
he
Mort.
Would then do a lot of film scoring. But I think a lot of his stuff was never actually released because it was all bits and bobs for lots of different companies. Now, a lot of those things are getting beautiful vinyl pressings, and one of the pressings that has been announced is a compilation album of
cool.
a lot of the...
The bitty bits.
The rarest, best bitty bits. And the track that has thus been released from the comp is called This Is My Beloved. It's a bit odd as to where it even came from. There is a late 60s album which is spoken word called This Is My Beloved. It's by an artist called Arthur Prysock, and he kind of does sensual spoken word over the top. But this song doesn't make any sense when you think about it up against that album, which is a soft jazz album, the kind of one that you would listen to in a carpeted conversation pit. This it was apparently meant to be part of that project. Mort is a wonderful piece of weirdness, and I'm so glad a lot of his work is getting a fancy, fancy reissue. Not out quite yet. This is a bit of a teaser.
Woohoo!
But lots more to come.
Let's have a listen. This Is My Beloved by Mort Garson.
Thank you.
divisive.
We just got the two most BFM texts ever, like, sandwiched next to each other. The first one was, haha, I love you, but this is horrible, capital letters. And then another haha at the end. I think they're trying to couch that to be like, it's all good, guys, but I don't like this song. But then the follow-up text from another person was, my Triffids will love this cosmic track. And then lots of heart emojis and the heart eyes and stuff.
And then Hannah came in and said, this sounds like that Plant album. Like, same guy.
Same guy. It's the Plant Man. It's Mort Garson. I really enjoyed that. I thought that was heaps lovely. Bit of Moog in the morning. This is My Beloved. When's that coming out?
So the actual album, let me just scroll through my notes so I don't get it wrong, 6th of November.
Me.
But it's not the only one that's getting a reissue. A lot of his score work is going to get its own pressings, but the track we just played you is from a compilation called Music from Patch Chord Productions. So it's kind of bits and bobs from his ad work or jingle work or things that never really came to full fruition.
Cool.
He's wonderfully weird. Famously did a Moog synthesizer album for every single sign of the zodiac.
Cool.
The kind of things when you find in a thrift store, you are very, very happy with yourself. But getting a lovely fancy reissue, and much they should.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much for that, Sarah. Those are some fantastically spicy new additions to the BFM playlist.
Go in peace. Praise of Songs with 95 BFM program director Sarah Thompson.